I will begin by saying good morning, beloved ones. Wake up, sit up, and pay attention. Wake up, sit up, and pay attention. Now, usually when you hear those words, you do just that, don't you? You wake up, you sit up, and you pay attention. Wake up, sit up. I don't see any of you. Sit up, okay, and pay attention. Now, do you recall hearing those words when you were younger? Probably from some adult, maybe one of your teachers, most likely. One of your teachers, either in Sunday school or regular school. Might have been from your parent or so who was leaning over you while you were doing your homework. But we heard those words. Wake up, sit up, pay attention. And you probably heard those words as a result of either being distracted in some way, or maybe you were off daydreaming, kind of looking out the window while the teacher was sharing the lesson. Or maybe because you were talking with one of your little classmates, either alongside you or in back. Or maybe you were passing little notes or drawing pictures and showing your classmates. Or maybe you were just simply unaware of the question that was being directed towards you. You didn't hear the question, but you did hear your name. Did it ever happen? You don't know what the question was, but you heard, uh-oh, I hear my name. And you sort of look up and you're unaware of the question, and then you're even further embarrassed when the teacher repeats the question and you now no longer even know the answer to the question. We've had those experiences in life where we have been distracted, off in another realm someplace. And the teacher's response to wake up and sit up and pay attention was uttered to get us to do just that, to call us back to be on point, on purpose, to be clear, to be focused. And according to the teacher's pronouncement, they would say that you were there to learn. You're here to learn. How else could you expect to advance in life, or at least to get to the next grade level, if you didn't pay attention and learn? They would tell you, you're here to learn. You're not here to play. You're here to learn. Well, I was thinking about that. I said, you know, the same thing could be still said today for many of us, because we are here to learn. We're on the planet doing life to learn. Life itself is really a school. We've heard that statement. It is a school, and every experience that we have teaches us something. Every experience, those people, they taught them something. Every experience teaches us something, either about ourselves, about life, about how things work. But how many of us miss the lesson that life is teaching us? How many of us fail to grasp the meaning of the events that are happening in our lives because we're not paying attention? We're not awake. We're not alert. We're not paying attention. We're distracted. Maybe we're daydreaming about something, or we're just plain unaware of life's questions and answers being directed toward us. Those situations that have our name on it, that are calling us, and the only reason we respond is because we heard our name and not the question. How many of us miss the opportunities that come our way because we are not paying attention? We don't have the opportunity to even get up to the blackboard of life to demonstrate our knowledge, to demonstrate our proficiency or our wisdom or our understanding, because we haven't got a clue as to what perhaps is going on. Life is a school, and we're here to learn. And just as you can't come up with the correct answers or approaches in mathematics if you do not know and understand mathematical principles. You can't come up with the answers if you don't know the formulas, if you don't know the principles to math. You can hit or miss, which some of us do. But the same thing can be said of life. We won't necessarily have the same success in life or on our spiritual journey if we don't know and understand the spiritual principles and laws that govern the universe. It's kind of, again, we do life by hit or miss. If we don't know how our own minds work, if we don't know how the law of creativity works, how we bring things from the invisible into visibility, if we don't know how to rise above certain situations, which laws to apply, how do we increase things in our lives? How do we move things out of our lives? How do we function without having an understanding of spiritual principles and laws? How can we be successful if we don't know that we indeed can change our lives, that you can change your life by changing your thoughts, changing your feelings? Do you know that you can actually change your experience or the experience of anything simply by changing your perception of it? That's deep, aren't you? You can change your experience of anything simply by changing your perception of it. And that's powerful. But how do we do that? Well, we've got to become aware. We have to know and understand and receive enlightenment and illumination, have a certain amount of awareness as to what is taking place and what are some of the laws that govern us in the universe. To become aware, to become enlightened, to become awakened is part of this spiritual process and journey that we do indeed call life. Life is consciousness, we say in truth. Life is consciousness and awareness because your experience of anything is simply your awareness and your perception of it. I was thinking about that, the Zen koan that says, if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? You know? If you're not aware of something, are you having that experience of it? So to become aware and enlightened and awakened is a part of the spiritual journey and a part of the spiritual process because life is consciousness. And what we are aware of, friends, what we hold in consciousness, what you hold in your mind, becomes a very real part of your experience. And because of this, for this reason, it is extremely important for us to note what we pay attention to. Because to pay attention is more than just a cognitive experience or mental activity. Paying attention is a spiritual activity. Because to pay attention to anything, when you do that, you are giving it your heightened awareness. You are giving direction, the direction of your energy toward that object or that thing. You're beginning to focus and to observe and to use observation as a spiritual and metaphysical technique. There's power in observation, and the new physics is proving this, the new science. Whatever, do you know that the new science and new physics says whatever is observed is altered and changed by the one observing it? That's powerful. That when we focus our attention and we look and gaze upon something, that energy that we're doing and putting forth changes and alters and interacts with the thing being observed, whether it's an inanimate object or an animate one. So what we pay attention to, what we are aware of, is extremely important. It is a spiritual activity. Life demands our attention. It demands it. And when we fall asleep and doze off, or when we space out a little bit, when we become less than focused upon our lessons, the life lessons, and our divine purpose or our purpose for being here, then life often presents us with some wake-up calls, some challenging situations and lessons that grab us and shake us. Maybe even like the teacher raps us on the knuckles a little bit to get our attention. So that we find that when those situations and circumstances come to us, that we not only have to pay attention, but we now also have to pray attention in order to be able to handle and move through the situations that life has presented, those challenging ones, in order for us to be able to now handle and understand the lesson that is being given. We now have to pray attention and not just pay attention. I love that whole concept of paying attention. I bet that there is something that you have to pray about right now in your life. That there's something that you have to pray about in your life. And if there's not, there ought to be. There ought to be. And I'm going to tell you what, there ought to be. There ought to be, because you should be praying about everything in your life. You should be praying your way through life. And I'm not saying pray, because see, most of us pray only because we think we want something. Or we're praying because we're trying to get out of something. But that is not the true purpose of prayer. Prayer is to usher you into the awareness and presence and power of God. Always. We should be praying our way through life. Praying attention. Praying about everything. And I'm not talking about the begging, pleading, beseeching, oh, give me God, help me God kind of prayer. I'm talking about strong, positive, affirming prayers that claim our desired good. We should be claiming that which we desire, claiming everything, building consciousness, building awareness, praying attention to our lives. Not just paying attention, but praying attention. That is directing the universal substance and energy, the God stuff, directing that through the power of our word, through the power of our prayers, through the power of our attention. Because that is a divine gift. That is how we interact with the Creator. That is how we bring the invisible into visibility. So we need to be praying attention. I love the play on words, don't you? Pay attention and pray attention. I stole that from another Unity minister. We had our spiritual retreat at Capon Springs, and the Reverend Diane Cleaver Scribinger from Unity of Roanoke was our facilitator, and she has a CD that she's putting out, and the title of the CD was Pray Attention. And I love that, because the moment I read that, it caught my attention. It caught my attention, because you see, prayer is the one thing that can alter your perception and your experience. Prayer ushers you into the very presence of God, into the power of God, into the essence of God. And with God, you're good to go. Right? And so prayer is that one thing that can change your situation and your experience of that situation. Whatever you give your attention to in prayer is called out. Whatever you give, it's like a shout out. Prayer is a big shout out to God. See? Whatever you give your attention to in prayer is called out, and it is strengthened. It is clothed with the substance and the energy of Spirit of God. When you pray about something, you then call that thing out and begin to surround it with the God stuff, the essence of God, the energy and substance of God around that idea. When you pray about something, you allow it to be registered on the higher planes of consciousness. The old metaphysicians and spiritual teachers used to call it having it registered in the ethers. Registered on the realm of creation and creativity, where things are created through attention, through substance, through faith, through belief, through focus. And the energy then builds on that, and we have a spiritually charged atmosphere. Charles Fillmore, who's the co-founder of Unity, used to say that prayer is the most highly accelerated mind action that you could engage in. That when you are praying, that is your mind at its highest peak and functioning. We can't get any higher than that. We can't raise our level any higher than when we are in state of prayer. That is focused on God, raising our thoughts and our awareness and our attention to the God level. That's when we can probably, you know, see the molecules in this thing as they truly are. We can see light, things as they truly are, not as they appear to be. Things in the spiritual realm and the spiritual energy. So when we pray attention, then, we're truly learning how to harness our spiritual power as spiritual beings. When we're praying attention. Because, you know, you can pray your way through anything. You can alter any condition through prayer. That's the truth. That's what science is finally catching up with and on to. But we've known that for a long time. We can pray our way through things. And so when we discover perhaps maybe that, you know, our lives are not working as we would like, if you discover that your life is not working exactly as you would like, then pay attention. Or maybe you might discover that your life is working greater than you had even imagined. That is your opportunity to still pay attention. Because sometimes we need to know what's working right. We need to know what we're doing right in our lives so we can do it again. Sometimes we're too focused on what's working, not working, what's going wrong. We need to pay attention to what's working right and what's not working right. All of that, we pay attention to our lives. And so this is important. So how do we pay attention? Well, we one, begin by noticing. You have to notice what is taking place in your life. Some of us are sleepwalking. Things are happening all around us, to us, through us, by us, in us, and we have no clue. We're just kind of doing life. And so when you begin to pay attention, you have to notice what is taking place in your life. Are there repeated experiences? Are there repeated patterns that you keep drawing to you, that you keep having over and over again? If so, that is a clue. The universe is trying to get your attention. Right? Get a clue. We keep saying, I don't know why this is happening to me again. If you stopped and you, instead of asking, I don't know why this is happening to me again, and you began to ask, why is this happening? Perhaps you might then get an answer. Perhaps then things might come into focus for you, into view. And so the first thing we do when we want to pay attention is we begin to meditate and to ask, what is the lesson that I am supposed to learn from these repeated experiences? What is the lesson that I am missing? What is it that I need to know about this situation? To pay attention, begin to ask that. And then if you get something that seems that it's too big for you or too much for you to handle or to master, then begin to pray for the inner strength to meet the lesson. Sometimes we have to start there. Sometimes I can't meet the lesson. So, okay, let me pray for the strength to meet this or to understand this. Because, you see, we can overcome and we can learn the lessons that are ours to learn. But we've got to begin to pay attention to our lives. Pay attention to your life. And so the first thing you're going to notice what's taking place. Second thing you do, you pay attention every time you're willing to listen. To listen deeply with your soul. Listen to what's taking place in your life as well as to notice what's taking place. Part of your ability to pay attention and to pay attention has to do with your ability to listen. The universe is always calling. The message that is needed for you at any given point in time in your life is always being revealed. Except we can't hear it because we're not listening. And when I was teaching part of speech communication, I used to say there's a difference between hearing and listening. We can all hear something because it's basically auditory and it's sound and waves hitting the brain and the eardrum and all that. And we record, oh, sound. We can hear. But to really listen is different than hearing, because listening implies that there is meaning to what we're hearing. We give meaning to what it is that we are hearing, meaning to the words, meaning to the sounds. And when we do that, we then are moving from hearing to listening. We're involved in the process. But many times we don't hear even the message because we are not listening. And so to pay attention, you've got to be able to listen well. When we pray, sometimes it's good to just be quiet. We go into prayer with so much chatter. God, can you give me this? And another thing, God, I want you to fix this and do that. Sometimes when you pray, it is simply enough to be quiet. To be quiet, to enter into the silence. And we pray sometimes a little differently in unity. You may use words, but hopefully we're saying that you use your prayer to move you to that place where you are now meditating and you are now concentrating, and that you do in deep silence. To be still, because God works in the stillness and in the silence. God speaks to us in the quiet of our hearts and our minds. God cannot speak when we are chattering. Right? He speaks when we're open and receptive to hear and to listen. And so we pray by also meditating and being still, which is why we meditate every Sunday. Let's just be still. Every prayer that we engage in, when you utter a prayer, there ought to be some time in that prayer where you are quiet, where you are silent. Even if it's just for a moment, you don't have to go into a deep, deep meditative, 30-minute silent thing. Even if you're doing a minute prayer, be still and quiet at some point during that process. Because then you can pray attention. And if the universe had a message for you, you could hear it. I believe that the multitudes of angels, heavenly angels, are probably singing and praising and giving us all kinds of things, and we don't hear a thing. But the heavens are always speaking. God is always speaking. The universe is always calling to us. And so we have to really begin to pay attention by learning how to listen. Because when we listen, that's when you get that inner realization. When you listen and you're in the silence and you're quiet, that's when you can have the realization of the truth that you're seeking, the prayer that you're seeking. You have that revelation of God, the feeling, the understanding, the direct knowing, the inspiration that just comes in stillness. The third thing we want to do when we want to learn how to pay attention is to keep your focus on God. Keep your focus on God or on the truth. That's how we pay attention, right? Attention is awareness, whatever you're directing your energy to. Pay attention by focusing your energy on God or upon the truth. The scripture says that thou shalt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. We have to keep our minds stayed on the truth, because there are so many distractions in life, so many opportunities and distractions, and it only takes but a minute for us to get caught up in one. Right? Only a minute. Boom. It's got our attention. We're off. And so we have to keep our minds focused. To pay attention, you've got to see things as they are in truth, not as they are appearing. To pay attention, you have to see things, be focused, see things as they are in truth, not as they are appearing. And then you begin to speak to that truth. Eric Butterworth, who's a wonderful Unity minister, says that we have to begin to see things rightly, not get caught up in trying to set things right. And for most of us, we are all caught up trying to set things right. I got to set the situation right. I'm going to set them right. I'm going to set this right. But when you want to pay attention, you have to begin to see things rightly. And that's a big difference. You go to the truth behind that which you think you have to set right. Go to the truth on the spiritual plane and see it right. And the fourth thing that we have to do when we begin to pay attention is that we pay attention every time we affirm the truth, right? So we're noticing what's taking place in our lives. We're being able to pay attention by listening, being open and receptive to hear and to feel and to move into the silence. We're paying attention when we're able to see the truth, to focus on the truth. And now we're able to pay attention when we begin to affirm the truth, to speak it. We in Unity, we pray affirmatively. That is, we make positive statements of the truth. We claim that which we desire, and we claim it by seeing it and beholding it and claiming it and stating it as if it's already done. That's how we pray. This is already done, already manifested. Thank you, God. We don't have to pray by begging and pleading and beseeching. Uh-uh. Pray by stating the thing that you desire already is. Is that not the way Jesus said we should pray? Pray believing that that which you desire already is. And so we take him up on that. We pray that. We don't pray to make something true. We pray because it is true. And we don't have to affirm the truth to make it true. We affirm because it is true. And we're the ones who may have forgotten the truth, so we are affirming to remind ourselves of that truth. Not begging and pleading and beseeching God. We only have to claim our divine inheritance that's already been prepared for us. The scripture said and told us that we should call those things that are not as though they are. Call them. Those things that are not as though they are. That is, all right, I'm going to call this as I desire to see it. I'm going to affirm it. I'm going to speak the truth for it. And when you pray attention to the power of the word, the power of the spoken word, the power of the word that is in the creative word, the God-charged word, then you bring into manifestation that which is invisible into visibility. We've got to pray attention to our lives. And friends, no matter what's going on in our lives, when we do this, we can know that we can pray our way through things. You might not be able to set it right, but when you see it right, you can pray your way through it. Whatever it is, see it as you desire, and refuse to see anything less than that, less than good, less than God. Speak of it as if you desire, as you desire to see it and experience it. Listen for that divine guidance, for the voice of God whispers in the silence of your heart and your mind. And then when you have all of that in place, you've gotten that message, that guidance, then obey. Do, follow what is yours to do. Pray the high prayer, which is the highest prayer, which is, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. That's the highest prayer you can pray. That's God's prayer. That's the prayer of surrender. That's the prayer of trust. That's the prayer of faith. Okay, I'm going to pray my way through this. I'm going to pray attention. Not my will, yours be done. Pray those prayers. And when you do that, friends, you'll never be forsaken, or you will never be abandoned if you heed the one who calls you. Heed the one who's calling you to life, calling you to success, calling you to prosperity, calling you to health, calling you to growth. You will never fail. So wake up, sit up, and pray attention, because you are here to learn and to be abundantly blessed. Blessings.